Hi, this is head coach Brett Giovanni welcoming you to another exciting broadcast of BU Basketball for the voice of the Penguins, Stuart Horn.
Starting lineup for tonight's matchup as the Penguin men welcome in the Red Hawks from Simpson University. Starting off under head coach, let's see, Kerry Williams. He's assisted by Travis Grant. Number 20 is Andrew Schrader, a 6'5 junior out of Reading. Tristan Newsom, number 23, is a 6'2 junior out of Oakland. Justin Sparks, number 24, a 6'1 junior out of San Bernardino. Andre Sheard, number 32, is a 5'9 sophomore out of San Leandro. And number 35 is Dwight Bond, a 6'2 junior out of Spokane, Washington. For the Penguins, under head coach Brett Tavani, is assisted by Leaf Creation, Brandon Davis, Jesse Haskins, John Parker, Scott Springhorn, and Jeff Stanley. Number 5 is Adrian Valderrama, 5'8 senior out of San Jose. Number 11 is Matt Ferreira, 5'10 senior out of Hayfork. That's Hayfork, California. Number 20 is Chris DeMarco, a 6'6 senior out of Appleton, Wisconsin. Number 21 is Adam Chavez, a 6'5 junior out of Oakland. And rounding things out for head coach Tavani is number 42, Ryan Trammell, the 6'5 senior out of Oceanside. We are about ready to get things underway. The Penguin ladies already won. Against Andrew Schrader, the 6'5 junior. Trammell and Schrader in the middle. Ball's up, tipped out. And the Red Hawks have the ball. Red Hawks playing catch outside the circle now, just with about 10 seconds into the game as Matt Ferreira is blocking up against Newsom. Newsom flips it out to the other side. Limp-wristed, a three ball on the way. Goes Sheard, nothing. But the putback then is put down by Dwight Bond. He picks up the first bucket of the evening for either squad. And just about 25 seconds into the game, the Red Hawks lead this one by a score of 2-0. Adam Chavez has it on the right wing. He heaves it over to the top. Now Matt Ferreira on the left wing. Back to Chavez. Chavez dumps it off in between the circles to Adrian Valderrama. And now out in the corner is Ferreira, who just stepped on the line. Penguins with an unforced error after the ball was heaved across the court, and Ferreira could not come down with it inbounds. He came down with it okay, but 1 foot was out. 2-0. Penguins are trailing this one. Ferreira gets tied up with Tristan Newsom, and Ferreira forces the issue. Good job there by Ferreira on defense. First time we've heard of Ferreira this season on the radio. Ferreira was injured and didn't play the first half of the season up until in the 08 part of this campaign, but now we are in the 09 part of the campaign, and Matt Ferreira is a big part of things, as he was last year. Just inside of 19 minutes, 18:50 to be exact. Quick turnaround jumper hurled up there by Dwight Bond. The Penguins come down with it. DeMarco with the rebound. Shout out to Wisconsin. 18:40 to go. 2-0 Penguins trail as Ferreira and Adrian Valderrama are playing catch. Ferreira now goes three ball, and it's back at him. Well, it was very close. It's up on his feet as Tavani right in front of us, shrieking. Tavani didn't like what was going on or whatever it was he was looking at. I'm not sure what he was looking at. All I saw was Ferreira with a pretty clean look from three ball land out there in the right corner, but he couldn't get it to fall. As Tavani has now called Adrian over for a quick little talking to. The first one by Trammell as he goes to the line is good. 18:31 to go. 2-1, DU's trail. Ryan back on the line, the senior out of Oceanside. He buries both of them very smoothly. Trammell, a tremendous competitor, the senior. as he's in there at 205 pounds. And now it's stolen away by DeMarco on an errant pass by Tristan Newsom. DeMarco in perfect position. Steals it away. And DeMarco's got it down low after the pass out to Adrian. Now Adam Chavez. Chavez gets tripped up, gets his own ball. Back over to Adrian on the way. Three ball. Oh! Valderrama couldn't get the three ball to drop. Well, he was straight away. And after the perfect pass by Adam Chavez, there was nothing in his way. He had all day to stare at it. And Adrian was just a little bit deep. He was straight away. 2-2 after the two freebies were thrown down by Tramiel. Penguins have not scored a field goal yet. 17:55 to go. Ferreira now on defense. Penguins attacking that southern hoop. Moving toward the north are the Redhawks. And after two shots on goal, Justin Sparks comes down on it. Tries to come down with it, and the Penguins force a turnover. And that's the first team foul committed by either squad. And it was committed by the Red Hawks. So the Penguins get it on the turnover. Tramiel now out to the right side. Adam Chavez in the corner. Chavez thinking about it. Chavez gets it back up to the top to Adrian. Adrian's got it on the left wing. He drifts in. DeMarco straight away. Jumper buckles. Yes. DeMarco with a sweet two ball there gets the Penguins ahead 4-2. Penguins 3-0 in conference. Simpson 0-3 in conference. On paper, looks like the Penguins should do all right tonight. On paper, the Penguin women look like shouldn't be too tough on their end. But for three quarters of play, the Penguin women were being challenged mightily by the Red Hawk ladies. And then the Penguin women pulled away as Matt Ferreira drives in from the left baseline and buries a deuce after the three ball went off by the Red Hawks. It's 6-5 Penguins. Penguins immediately answer the long three ball with a nice driving, hard, aggressive deuce by Matt Ferreira. 16:30 to go. Penguins with the turnover now. Tramiel leads Adam Chavez in stride. Chavez breaking to the other end, stolen by Tramiel, and Tramiel with perfect precision touch throws the ball the length of the court. Chavez in stride. He actually let the ball bounce, and Chavez caught up to it. Ferreira now dives on the ball, throws it out to Chavez on another unforced error on the part of the Red Hawks. 6:05 to go, 8-5. DU on top first half. Tramiel now goes to Adrian between the circles. Valderrama slows things down and lets Chavez get back down to their end of the court. Adam Chavez goes three ball on the way. Nothing, tipped out by Matt Ferreira. Ferreira forces the issue. They get it to DeMarco, and DeMarco is fouled. DeMarco had a pretty easy look from the right side of the baseline. Doesn't have a drop. 15:46 to go. 15:46 to go, and that's the second team foul committed by the Redhawks. The Penguins have yet to commit a team foul. And this will send Chris DeMarco to the line. DeMarco on the way, and it trickles out. Boy, it was bouncing around for a long time. Nathan King, the 6'1" sophomore out of Reading, has entered the game for the Redhawks, as has Ari Ivintosh. Ivintosh, a 6'2" junior out of Weimar, California. 9'5". DU's on top. Penguins playing some massive defense. Great D there by Adrian Valderrama. 15:30 to go, fans. Penguins up by four. Right side now. Valderrama really forcing the issue up against Nathan King, who's just entered. King now with a tip out. King throws it intended on the left side for Josh Seidner. Seidner, the 5'11" junior out of Orland. It's tipped away by the gunning Matt Ferreira, who came in like a torpedo. Got a finger on it, went up into the fifth row of the grandstand. 15:16 to go, fans, in the first half. 9-5.
5 second violation.
Penguins playing such massive backcourt defense that the Redhawks couldn't get the ball in within 5 seconds. And that's a turnover. The Penguins force it again. Outside, Ferreira, left side. Here's Xavier Muldrow, who's just entered the game.
Muldrow drives in the top of the key, can't get it to fall. Muldrow is fouled on the way.
Red Hawk foul 11, Josh Seidner. That's his first, the team's third. Chris DeMarco on the line for the Penguins.
Three team fouls committed by the Red Hawks. 14:59 to go. I thought Muldrow was the one who had been fouled, but in fact, it was subsequent to Muldrow's shot as DeMarco had come down with it and then knocks it. DeMarco had been fouled after Muldrow had taken the shot. This one's on the way as DeMarco cans both of them. 11-5. We're inside of 15 minutes now, fans.
Clock rolls. Penguins on defense. Off to our right. Oh, man. Trammell gets right in the way of a buckling two-ball attempt by Newsom. Trammell blocks it, and then he passes it off in zigzag fashion down the court to Chris DeMarco. DeMarco goes up and has it swatted away. On the way up, 14:40 to go. Penguins by six, 11-5, first half action. Ari to bring it in. He gets it to Xavier way in the back of the forecourt. Penguins off to our left. Penguins attacking that southern hoop. DeMarco now finds Trammell down low, and Ryan turns around with a 180 spinner.
And the foul is called against Dwight Bond.
14 fouls committed by the Red Hawks. We actually have a media timeout.
How's it going, everybody? It's the senior guard Chris Souza from Dominican University, Fighting Penguins, talking to you about Gold Rush Jewelers, with locations in San Rafael, Runner Park, and Petaluma. Gold Rush Jewelers, jewelry repair while you wait.
Right now. Hey, this is Ray Travis, number 23, Dominican men's basketball team. Just telling you guys to come out and rack up some fun with the whole family. Classic videos. We've got video tables, ping pong, foosball, and digital jukeboxes for public and private use, team parties, birthday parties, corporate events, and video equipment is also for sale. So come down to Classic Videos on 4th Street in Santa Fe.
And 11-5 D's on top. 14 fouls committed by the Red Hawks. Zero committed by the Penguins as Ryan Trammell goes to the line and he cans the first one just gracefully, majestically. The senior from Oceanside, Ryan, pounds home the second one, puts the Penguins up by seven. First half of the second game. This CalPAC doubleheader. Penguin ladies already took care of business earlier. Trammell knocks down the second one. 14:26 to go as the clock rolls. Stolen away by Xavier. Two on one. Muldrow on the way. And Xavier Muldrow pounds home the two ball. 15-15. What a steal by the very fleet of foot, very speedy Muldrow. Muldrow just stuck an arm in there, stole it away, and then a big-time travel on Tristan Newsom. Newsom, the 6'2" junior out of Oakland. Failed to dribble as he spun the 180. Penguins by 10 now as the clock rolls over 14 minutes exactly. Here comes Muldrow bringing it up. He gets it to DeMarco, left side. Ari on the way with a soft jumper. Very short. Down with it. DeMarco puts it back up. No, it's tipped out and into the Red Hawks bench. We'll see who they're going to give it to. And they give it to the Penguins. And Ari will bring it in. Ivintosh had a clean look at it, but he was a little bit short on that one. Then DeMarco came down with it. Couldn't get it to fall. So here's Ferreira now, right side. Ferreira goes baseline. Ferreira can't get it. Oh, DeMarco with a masterful save. He saves it right under the hoop, pulls back in. The ball was out of bounds, but it had not bounced out of bounds.
It bounced inbounds on its way out of bounds. DeMarco reached over, buckled at the waist, pulled it back in, went back up with it. It was short. 15-5, 13.5 to go. Dwight Bond's got it now, and they're just playing some catch. Penguins won't let it indoors, and just as I say that, the ball does come indoors. It's dished off outside to Andre Sheard for a three-pointer out in the right corner. Sheard gets it to go. That was a great play by Sheard. 15-8. Sheard very gracefully from the right corner. Buries a big, long three ball. Here's Ferreira. Gets it down low to Ryan. Back outside Matt. Back indoors Ryan. Turnaround jumper softly. And Ryan and Ferreira went back and forth three or four times there until finally Ryan had the look he wanted. Ferreira with some very heads-up passing. Now the Redhawks kick it outdoors. That's Bond. Bond in the corner. Bond looks down at his feet, finds the three-point line, backs up, takes a three-point shot a little bit deep. Ball then goes out of bounds. Penguins with the turnover. Adam Chavez has re-entered the game. He's out there with Ari and Chris DeMarco and Xavier. DeMarco down low after the pass from Ari. A lot of glass. Too much glass. It was deep. Rebound now, Andre Sheard. Sheard goes over to the left side. Flung over to Josh Seidner. Seidner from the left wing goes three ball. No. Ari comes down with it. Ari now has his guy right on top of him. That's Sam Campbell, the 5'10" sophomore out of Sacramento. Ari now tries to get it indoors to DeMarco, throws it away. Seidner, right side. Seidner slams into Ivintosh. Ivintosh falls down, and the pass goes off to Justin Sparks, a 6'1" junior out of San Bernardino. Sparks cans the deuce. So just as the Penguins are starting to pull away, here come the Redhawks, 17-10. They don't want to make a five-hour trip without putting up a massive fight. Here is Chavez with a soft jumper, too deep, too flat. That was not Adam Chavez's best. Now sliding underneath it was Xavier Muldrow. Boy, Muldrow, check it, that was Adam Chavez. I thought it was Muldrow, but Chavez just came sliding in. He's so quick. He reminded me of Xavier Muldrow. Adam made such a fast move. DeMarco is out, and T.J. Shields has come into the game in place of DeMarco for now. So it's Adam and Ari, Xavier, T.J., and Ryan on the floor for Coach Tavani. Tavani with a haircut. Got the short buzzy going. So on the short end now, off to our right, the Redhawks will bring it in. Here's a quick up and jump, and Andre Sheard cans another three. So all of a sudden, the Redhawks are firing the threes and making them all, 17-13. Here's Adam. Adam now finds Xavier between the circles. Ari thinking about it. He gets a down low to Schiltz. Schiltz muffs it slightly, but steps on the line, so that was more than a slight muff. Schiltz couldn't hold on to it. It came off of his foot, and then trying to save it, he stepped on the line. 11 minutes exactly, fans. Penguins by four. Penguins have yet to commit a team foul. Four fouls committed by the Redhawks. Here's a long jumper by Andrew Schritter. Straight away, top of the key. No. Kicked out to the right side, pulled down by the Redhawks. Penguins back on defense as the shot clock resets. 10:40 to go. Left side, up on their feet come the Penguin squad. Justin Sparks, it looked like he was fouled on the way, but it was no foul. And that was actually a charging foul. That's Sparks first. Five team fouls committed by the Redhawks.
Dwight Bond returns for Simpson.
Back in there is Dwight Bond. And he, in place of Sparks, it looks like. Yes, that is correct. 10:30 to go. 17-13. Penguins are on top. Xavier Muldrow's got the shirt untucked. I don't know how that got pulled out, but in fact it did. And Adam Chavez gets called on dragging the foot. But technically speaking, that's a travel. Technically or otherwise. Now the Penguins are on defense. Here's Dwight Bond. He gets it over right side. Andre Sheard, another three ball. Oh, man. Redhawks raining threes. And now they're within one.
And we're one quarter of the way through the action tonight. And all of a sudden, the Redhawks are making a big play. Schultz has got it. Top of the key left side. Xavier fires it down low, throws it away. Intended for Trammell. Stolen off by Sam Campbell. They go right side. Long two ball by Andrew Schritter. He was out there at about 18 feet. Right side on the baseline. Now the Penguins trail, 18-17. After the Penguins came out firing nicely, here's Schultz. Clean look. Schultz, very short. Boy, he had a sweet look there on the left wing, and Schultz hits the deck now. 18-17 with 9.5 to go in the first half, fans. First team foul. And it's called against Ari Ivintosh. Media timeout, fans. That means more ads from the Penguin players.
Start already? Oh. Hi, everybody. This is Ryan Trammell, and I'm... just keep talking. Hey, everybody. This is Ryan Trammell. I'd like to give a shout-out to our sponsors, T&B Sports, carrying quality athletic sporting goods, located at 1345 4th Street, Santa Fe, California. Hours Monday through Saturday, 9 o'clock a.m. to 5:30 p.m., and online at tnbsports.gov. T&B Sports, since 1946, the game starts here.
Hey, it's all you Dominican fans out there. Just to remind you, if you're looking for a great, fat, scrumptious, juicy, charbroiled burger, you know where to go, and it's Best Burger, located in the Montecito Plaza next to Trader Joe's, 323 8th Street, San Rafael. Ciao.
And we are back underway after that media timeout. New addition to the proceedings here on DU Radio this year. 9.5 to go, 18-17, DU trailing. Turnaround, two shots on goal before DeMarco can finally haul down the rebound. The Penguins zigzag it up to Adam Chavis, who then promptly kicks it right out of bounds. Chavis is being double-teamed, usually very sure-handed, is Chavis. CalPAC Player of the Year last year, Adam Chavis, wears number 21 here at the Conlin Center. Chavis had been hit in stride earlier by Ryan Trammell, one of the most beautiful plays I've ever seen in collegiate basketball. Such a perfect pass by the senior Trammell. And then once Adam caught up to it, he was able to bury it easily. Now Trammell tips it away, but the Redhawks hang on to it. 8:49 to go, fans. Penguins trail by one still, 18-17. Penguins playing some big-time defense on the left side. DeMarco and Valderrama team up with Ari, but that left the right side wide open. This one goes off the top of the backboard and falls down after a three ball thrown up by Daniel Bringle. Bringle, a 5'11 senior out of Reading. Bringle was in the right corner, fired the long tray ball from the corner. It bounced off the rim, hit the top of the backboard, and perhaps the standard that hangs from the ceiling. And then the ball fell through, but they waved it off. So the Penguins get it on the turnover, 18-17, 8:24 to go. As the clock rolls, Chris DeMarco's got it at the top of the key. DeMarco was intending to hit Adam Chavis as Chavis drifted down low. But as DeMarco passed it off, two of the Redhawks got in the way, coming up on 8 minutes. And on the turnaround, very nice little move there by Tristan Newsom. On the fast break to the other end, that leaves the Penguins trailing by 3, 20-17. Alistair Flack getting ready to come in. First we've heard of Flack this season on the radio. Here's a long jumper by Adam Chavis in the baseline on the left side. Chavis can't get that one to fall. Chavis has been held scoreless so far tonight. And T.J. Schultz. Schultz back to the bench as Alistair Flack has entered the game. So Flack in there. Shout out Down Under. Penguins trail by three to the 0-3 Redhawks. Penguins are 3-0 in conference. Penguin women 4-0 in conference. Perfect 4-0 mark. Good job by the
Penguin ladies under Brianna Chambers tonight to beat the Red Hawk ladies. It was a tough game.
2017. Penguins on offense now. Alistair Flax got it. He's being double-teamed. Back outside to Adrian. Adrian throws it away. Intended for DeMarco. Right under the hoop.
Oh, almost thrown away by the Red Hawks, but good job of hanging on to it. There's a long three ball by Andre Sheard, and that's three in a row. And Sheard is doing it up. Sheard. The Penguins leave Sheard open. He's been brutal. Three in a row by Sheard, dropping it. And those are big bombs, too. Those are massive. Game, however, is no pressure by the Red Hawks. Penguins will bring it up slowly. Here comes Adrian, very methodically, inside of 7 minutes in the first half. Fans, Valderrama goes left side. Ferreira now to DeMarco. Now Ferreira goes back top of the key with 20 on the shot clock. Matt's got it. All of a sudden he has a look. Down low, DeMarco being double-teamed. DeMarco heaves it back to the top of the key. Here's Adrian. Three ball on the way, Ferreira. Oh, in and out, and it does not fall. Boy, that was close. It banked around up there on the rim three or four times with 6:31 to go. The Penguins trail by six. Ferreira had a clean look at it after a lot of passing back and forth. And now another whistle off ball.
Penguin foul. It's 11, Matt Ferreira. That's his first.
It's called on.
The team's third.
No. I thought they called it on Valderrama at first. It was on Ferreira. I thought it was called on Valderrama at first, but the official scorer has informed me that it was officially called on Matt Ferreira. So on the turnaround, then the turnover, I should say, quick inbound. Red Hawks can't get it to go. The Penguins on the fast break to the other end. Adam Chavis goes up right side. It's hauled down by DeMarco. Penguins by six, 6:04 to go. DeMarco comes down with it and goes back up with it. He can't get it to go. None of the Penguins are really scoring too well tonight. As a consequence, they are trailing by six to an 0-3 team. Still 6 minutes exactly to go in the first half, though, fans. Penguins usually get pretty tough in the second half once they've had a chance to assess things, and Tavani gets him in the clubhouse at halftime and does his magic. Ryan Trammell has re-entered the game in place of Adam Chavis.
Also in position 15, Sam Campbell.
Sam Campbell has re-entered the game as well in place of Jacob Bond. So we're back underway now to go. Let's see, the Penguins have it. DeMarco's got it on the left elbow. He gets it over to Adrian. Left side now, Ferreira, who just tried that big long three ball that was painfully close to dropping. Now DeMarco with a nice dish off his right shoulder over to Ryan Trammell. Trammell drifted in from the right edge. And that was right edge of the key. Got it to fall. 23-19. DU's trailing by four. 5.5 to go exactly. On radio.dominican.edu. Here's Dwight Bond. Bond with a kick out. Sam Campbell. Campbell hits a three. That's about 5 3 balls so far. I'm going to say that's at least 5 3 balls on the part of the 26 points scored by the Red Hawks. 15 of them at least have been threes. That's a lot of three balls.
So Newsom now rung up with his first.
16 fouls committed by the Red Hawks. With 5:11 to go. Inbounds now from Alistair Flack. to Adrian Valderrama. They get it over to Matt. Now DeMarco thinking about it. DeMarco walks with it. DeMarco just had the ball kind of ripped away from him. And he couldn't get it to fall. Or he didn't really get the shot off. He kind of got blocked down low. And then what happened was he walked with it. Uh-oh, here comes the ball right in the broadcasting area. And number 35, that's Dwight Bond, ended up almost knocking his head into the broadcasting area here. The ball hit right off the front. Media timeout, fans. That means more advertisements from the DU players.
This is Chris DeMarco, point forward for the Dominican men basketball team. Now I'm here to give a shout-out to the Broken Drum, 10% discount for all Dominican students with valid student ID. If you're looking for an ice-cold beer, go to the Broken Drum today. How's it going, everybody? This is senior guard Chris Souza from Dominican University, talking about fast frame, expert picture framing, with same-day services available in locations in Santa Fe, Anselmo, and over 300 locations worldwide. Go to fastframe.com.
Right now, 4:47 to go. The clock rolls. 26-19. DU trailing. Penguins need to pick it up. Nobody's panicking yet, though. However, Alistair Flack hits Ryan Trammell down low. He was right at the baseline on the right side of the hoop. Trammell went up for it. All of a sudden, he was sort of undercut. The foul is called against Dwight Bond. Ryan Trammell, the recipient. Trammell will go to the line. 4:38 to go. Penguins trailing by 6 now. As the first one is good. Daniel Bringle, the 5'11 senior out of Reading, has re-entered the game for the Redhawks. On the way, Trammell nails this one. And brings the Penguins within 5. So good bit of work there by Ryan. And that's just what the DUs needed. 4.5 to go in the first half of this one, fans. 26-21. Oh, and now the steal by DeMarco. DeMarco finds Trammell in stride. And Ryan Trammell with the hammer jam. Ryan Trammell slams home this one. And that was large. Good job there by Ryan to pound home the two-handed hammer jam after DeMarco stole it and then hit him in stride and heaved it the length of the court and brought the Penguins within 3. And that was obviously the most important part of it. Now with 4 shots on goal, the Redhawks can't get it to fall, and there's all kinds of guys on the floor. Alistair Flack falls. Also falling is Tristan Newsom. 4 shots on goal by the Redhawks. Penguins really getting tied up under the hoop. And the 4th team foul committed by the Penguins. 17 fouls. Flack gets rung up on that one. 17 fouls committed by the Redhawks. On the line now is Tristan Newsom, and he misses this free throw deep. Matt Ferreira back to the bench. Shout out to Hayfork. And Ari Ivintosh re-enters the game. 3:48 to go, 26-23. Second free throw by Tristan Newsom is missed, and Ari comes down with it. Ari flips it off to Adrian Valderrama, and Valderrama will bring it up very slowly and get the lay of the land. Low bounce pass from Alistair Flack to Ryan Trammell. Trammell drifting in from the left corner, just snuck in along the baseline and brought the Penguins within 1. 3 minutes and 27 seconds to go. 26-25. 17 fouls committed by the Redhawks. Penguins on defense. Here's DeMarco forcing the issue. Try and shoot one over the top of DeMarco is pretty tough work.
Justin Sparks got in the three-ball attempt off, but it lipped out because he had to go over the top of DeMarco. And DeMarco's like an apple tree. You just can't get one over the top of him. And here's the exact same play as the previous series when Alistair Flack found the very sneaky Ryan Trammell. As imagine 6'5" guy sneaking around down there, but he did. He snuck around down low. And Trammell will go to the line with an opportunity not only to tie the game, but to put the Penguins up by one. On the way, Ryan, it's good. Perfect stuff out of Trammell. Game tied, 26 up. Appreciate you sitting in with us tonight. Check out this big game, conference game. First conference game of the 09 part of the campaign, at least at home. Ryan on the line now for the second of two after tying the game previously. This one is good, and Trammell puts the Penguins back up by one now. Penguins led early, and that didn't last long. Then the Redhawks pretty much took control of things, and then the Penguins have gotten their act back together. And with 2:39 to go as the clock rolls, Penguins are on defense. Good head fake there by Justin Sparks. Sparks gets one off, but it's short. Sparks picks up the rebound after he dumped it off to Newsom. Sparks on the turnaround, and that's the eighth team foul. I think that one may have been called against Sparks, or perhaps a travel, because there was no overhead indication. 27-26, Penguins on top. Alistair Flack's got it. Flack gets it back outside to Ari. Now to Adrian, right side. DeMarco to Al. Al in the right corner. Al drives baseline. Uh-oh, in the backcourt almost. Yep. And Adrian Valderrama just touched it. Touched the backcourt line. That's actually the midcourt line. It's a backcourt penalty. 27-26 with 2:07 to go in the first half. 18 fouls committed by the Penguins. 4. Check it. 8 by the Redhawks. 4 by the Penguins. And we are at 2 minutes exactly. So just 2 in the first half left. 27-26. Too much going on as the Redhawks are just working it. Boy, Justin Sparks is getting a lot of dribbling practice. At the last second, he dishes off to Newsom. Newsom missed it right. DeMarco now with the rebound. DeMarco works it back down zigzag style to Ari Ivantosh on the right wing with a big long two ball at about 17 feet. 29-26 with 1:22 to go. Andre Sheard has it batted away by Alistair Flack. Flack now throws it up to DeMarco, the length of the court. And DeMarco, oh, what a great play by Flack. Flack with the rejection, then the heave, the length of the court, finds DeMarco in stride. DeMarco only had to beat one defender and then laid it in there just so delicately. The perfect little two ball. Big long three ball now by Justin Sparks. Another three ball. I'm going to have to check with a scorer on that. I think that's going to be either the sixth or seventh. Chavis has re-entered the game in place of Alistair Flack, who hurt. Flack, who has hurt. Uh-oh, Flack's hurt. Flack missed most of the first half of the season with an injury, and he may have just popped it again. I don't know. That's really not looking good. Flack is over with the trainer right now, but he's obviously really hurting. So we'll keep you up posted with that. Here's Ari with a big long three ball straight away. Ivantosh nails a three ball after DeMarco down low fires it back outside to find Ivantosh, and the Penguins all of a sudden are up 34-29. So while the Redhawks are raining threes, the Penguins are methodically going at them. Turn around by Andre Sheard. He couldn't get it to go. The Penguins work it to the other end of the court, and then it's batted out. Now it's just batted by one of the Redhawks, and the Penguins end up turning it over. 2 seconds in the half, one on the way, and it falls on the buzzer. And pretty good play there by the Redhawks to come up with a two-pointer. I'll get the word. That could mean to the rest of his year. But we are underway now with the second half action, fans. Stuart Horn with you on radio.dominican.edu. 10 seconds into it, the Penguins attacking the northern hoop. And Ferreira tried to hit Adam Chavez at the top of the key, and Chavez muffs it away. 34-31, DU's on top. Penguins on defense now as Tristan Newsom's got it. He goes between the legs, and he throws it away. And Adrian Valderrama got a fingertip on it as Newsom knocks it into his own bench. 19:37 to go. We are in the second half. Penguin women under head coach Brianna Chambers has already taken care of business with a win over the Red Hawk women earlier tonight to put the Lady Penguins at 4-0 in conference. Penguin men coming into this game 3-0 in conference. Would love to go 4-0 right now, obviously. It's sort of doesn't really need to be said.
kind of want to win, of course. Now Adam Chavez throws it away again, coming up on 19 minutes. Penguins by three. No scoring 1 minute into the second half. Chavez already has two muffs in the second half. Phil Havlicek getting ready to enter the game for the Penguins. As now the Redhawks throw it away. Ferreira's got it in stride very softly. Missed the easy layup on the left side. But Chris DeMarco is right there with a putback. Penguins by five now. 18:45 to go. Good job, DeMarco. Always in position. 18:40 to go, fans. The Penguins on defense. Again, here's Newsom. Newsom drives in left side baseline. Drifts in the paint. Gets wrapped up with DeMarco. Newsom's about 4 inches shorter than DeMarco and about 50 pounds lighter. So he doesn't put up much of an argument with DeMarco. Phil Havlicek has come in place now of the Wisconsin native DeMarco. And Havlicek's in there for his first minutes tonight. Inbounds, Havlicek immediately makes his presence known by tipping the ball away. Timeout has been called by Simpson University. Are back on campus yet. As usual, end of the timeout has come. Right under their own hoop, the Redhawks are going to have it on the southern end of the Conlin Center. They bring it in to Newsom. Newsom kick out left side now, drifting. Bond. Bond gets it up to his guy. That's Schritter, goes three ball, left wing. Schritter deep, waved off. Foul is called against Justin Sparks. Sparks, 6'1", junior out of San Bernardino. That's his first. One team foul committed by their squad, and that was it right there in the second half. 18-18 to go, fans. The clock rolls. Here's Valderrama playing catch with Ferreira. Now back to the top of the key is Chavez. He's out there with Havlicek. Havlicek, nice low bounce pass to Adam. Adam Chavez goes two shots on goal from right under the hoop, and Adam Chavez couldn't get it to fall. He holds the ball in the left hand and pounds it with the right hand, although he will get a chance to go to the line, but Adam wanted that and won. 18:03 to go. Adam Chavez now to the line. Where's number 21? He's out there with Phil Havlicek, Adrian Valderrama, Ryan Trammell, and Matt Ferreira. On the line is Adam. 18:03 to go. Re-entering the game now is Tristan Newsom for Simpson. Andrew Schritter back to the bench for the Red Hawks. 18:03 still on the clock as Adam fires the second after canning the first. And these are both good. And that's good for Penguin fans listening worldwide, 38-31. 18 minutes exactly to go in this one, fans. Second half action. Penguin women victorious earlier. Penguin men would love to make this a sweep right now as Phil Havlicek jumps in the way of Dwight Bond. Bond just lowers the shoulder, pounds into him, and they call it on Havlicek. That's Havlicek's first, so he comes right into the game. Causes one nice little tip out and then picks up a foul. Oh, aggressive play by Havlicek. Tipped out by Ryan Trammell now. A great block. Well, what a super play by Trammell against Newsom. Newsom went up 360 style. Oh, that one left the Conlin Center. The ball tipped out off of Ryan's hand. Then it went through the open doors into the foyer. Almost ended up in the parking lot. Newsom gets it back into Sparks. Sparks goes top of the key to Bond. Bond now drifts around right side in the lane. Penguins wouldn't let him into the lane, but from the outside part of the lane. He's able to convert from the right side, 38-33, 17 and a half. This one's coming right down to the wire. Ferreira to Adam to Ryan, zigzag, perfect. Well, what a perfect assist there by Adam Chavez. Ryan Trammell gets it to fall. 40-33. Good job by the Penguins there. Penguins trailed for most of the first half. And then they led by three at the half. After the turnaround jumper by Bond is no good, is short. Down with it is Ryan. Another rebound by Trammell, who had eight in the first half. No, check it. That's not right. Trammell didn't have eight in the first half. DeMarco had eight in the first half. Trammell had three in the first half. It was DeMarco working the boards in the first half. But Trammell, pretty good on the boards himself at 6.05, the senior out of Oceanside. 205 pounds is Trammell. Here's Havlicek. Havlicek gets it in, and foul is called against Ryan Trammell. So that's Trammell's first, 40-33, but that gives the ball back over to the Redhawks. That's not good. Off-ball penalty there called against Ryan. Now the Penguins back on defense. Here's Bond. Bond works it in from the right side, and once again, Bond converts from the right. That's two in a row. 42-33 now. 16-38. Is that right? No. Okay, now they gave the points to the Penguins. So for a second I was thinking I had missed something, but in fact I had not missed it. And the shot goes off for the Penguins and doesn't go down. Red Hawks on the rebound. It's actually 40-35. So they had credited the Penguins with the two-pointer that Bond had converted. But that wasn't right. Bond's not on the Penguins. Bond's a Red Hawk. 40-35. Big long three ball now from the right corner by Andre Sheard. Now Sheard had a bunch of them in the first half. In fact, Sheard in the first half had five of six from outside. Now he's got six of seven. Now Sheard is pretty deadly with the three ball. Good assist there by Chris DeMarco as the Penguins work the zigzag. Adam Chavez down low. DeMarco found him. Chavez converts. Now it's 42-38. Penguins got to that 42 mark. Twice. Uh-oh. Now Chavez. Chavez forces the issue and causes Andre Sheard to travel with it. Adam didn't stick the foot out intentionally, but he got the leg in just such a position that it forced Sheard to travel. Now Ryan and Xavier Muldrow has re-entered the game. Penguins have brought in Mark Lewis. And now Lewis has got it at the top of the key between the circles. He drives in right side, kick out to the dish. Nope, they were going to think about getting it to Ryan. They get it down low to Havlicek. Now Lewis. Uh-oh, Lewis almost walked with it. Softly over the top to Ryan. Oh, what a find. Lewis with a perfection, soft, delicate assist right under the hoop. And Ryan was waiting for it in perfect position. Penguins by six now, 14:50 to go in this one. Long three ball by Bond straight away. No good. 44-38. DU's on top. Lewis has got it. And Lewis with just such a primo assist in the last series. Xavier now tips it away. Ball's loose. Everybody's going after it. Andre Sheard's got it in the right corner. Sheard heaves it across the top. Havlicek gets a hand on it but tips it into the Red Hawks bench. 44-38 with 14 and a half to go. Right in front of the bench is Nathan King, a 6'1" sophomore out of Reading. King brings it in, and he is able to find Sheard. Sheard goes three ball from the right wing. Actually, at the last second, they kicked it off to the 5'10 sophomore, Sam Campbell, who buried the tray. 44-41. Red Hawks won't go away. Ari got tied up under the hoop. Ari will go to the line, but the Red Hawks got in his way and kept Ari from going in to convert the deuce. So we'll see if Ari can make it up. He'll get two chances at it. Ivan Tosh to the line now. Has the white hose very high. All the way up under the shorts. I don't know where they end. I think they just go up to the top of the knee. I think Ivantar is about the only player in the conference that wears the socks up that high. But it works for him. Ivantosh is a CalPAC Player of the Week a month ago. And he's been a great Penguin, this Ivantosh.
Chris DeMarco returns for the Penguins.
Ivantosh is a 6'2" junior, not a Weimer. And DeMarco's back in there along with Havlicek and Ari. Xavier Muldrow and Mark Lewis. As Ryan Trammell will go to the bench to take a break after Ivantosh nails both, 46-41, 14 minutes exactly, fans. In this one, Nathan King drives in left side. King has a lot of Penguins in his mug. He kicks out to Justin Sparks. Sparks goes short, and Ivantosh, they get it off to DeMarco, but bringing it up, and Justin Sparks ends up on the floor with a bloody lip. And now a media timeout has been called. And we'll try and listen to some of the players with the with their interpretation, so to speak, some of our advertising.
Hi, this is Adrian Valderrama from the Dominican University basketball team, number 5. I'd like to talk to you today about Adrian's Barbershop, run by me, Adrian. I have haircuts styling from all men's haircuts, fades, and tapers. Come see me after the game for a cleanup. Thanks.
It's just so very quiet. We might have to work on the technical part of things here during the media timeouts. Fade rate. 13:49 to go, fans. When we resume play, 46-41 here at the Conlon Center. You are listening to CalPAC Basketball on the radio, home of the Penguins. Radio.Dominican.edu. Stuart Horn with you on the play-by-play. And Jeff Mullinex is sitting in the broadcasting area with me tonight. Of course, Jeff's daughter is the very famous Cat Mullinex. Scored 26 points for Tara Linda yesterday. She's been playing as long as I've known her, which is 9 years. 13:49 to go, fans. 9 years on the air. DU basketball. And every game has been a pleasure. 46-41. We're back underway now, fans. Xavier has it. Outside, DeMarco thinking about it. DeMarco flings it indoors to Phil, who missed it on the up and under, but then gets his own rebound somehow. And quick hands there for Havlicek. Presence of mind. 13:30, driving in is Lewis. Lewis dumps it off at the last second to Ari, who converts from the left side. Ivantosh knocks down a nice two ball there. It's pretty good work by Ari. Very nice, actually. Now on the left side, Penguins working it on defense. Penguins trying to keep the Redhawks out from the middle, and so far doing a pretty good job of it. Although the Redhawks have been raining threes in a huge way. Sam Campbell goes up. No, that wasn't Campbell. That was Nathan King from the left side. Can't get the two to drop. The Penguins pull it down. And Phil Havlicek picks it up and drops it. And then walks with it, I should say. He had the ball. And within an eighth of a second of touching the ball, the whistle went. It was right in front of me, and nobody else seemed to argue it, so I guess everybody in the place saw it but me. And Havlicek then immediately gets yanked as T.J. Schultz has re-entered the game as we're coming up on 12 and a half. 48-41 as Tristan Newsom works it. Newsom works it down low, kick back out to Schritter, long two ball no. Now Newsom gets it as it bounces off of his foot on the rebound. Sam Campbell back over to Newsom. Back down low to Schritter. Schritter up with it. Three shots on goal. Penguins come down with it. And DeMarco ends up and getting twisted up with Dwight Bond. And the foul, there's actually a foul called against Tristan Newsom. And then Simpson calls the timeout. Thank you. Penguins in the backcourt now. Penguins lead by only 7, 12-13. Xavier over to Ari softly. Ari deep. Down with it is DeMarco. DeMarco has it stripped away, and then it goes out of bounds, and they give the ball back to the Penguins. The Redhawks all thought that they had it, but it was actually tipped out by Andrew Schritter, the 6'5" junior. So right under the hoop, the Penguins will get the ball back on the short side. Bring it inbounds to Ari. Now Xavier down low to DeMarco. Xavier hits DeMarco, and DeMarco goes 360 and just powers one home. Inside of 12 minutes now, fans. 50-41. Penguins on top after trailing most of the first half. Penguins on defense off to our left, and one of the Redhawks hits the ground and hits the ground pretty hard. In fact, hitting the ground was Andrew Schritter. DeMarco's first personal called on him right there of the night. And that gives the Redhawks a moment to regroup and get the ball back. Now the shot goes off the right side of the baseline is Tristan Newsom. It does not go down. Mark Lewis comes down with it. Then he hits Schiltz outside. Schiltz thought three ball, doesn't want to do it. He was right next to the line. Had a pretty clean look. I'm not sure why he didn't take it. Now a no-look pass from DeMarco. DeMarco sets up the screen for Ari. On the way, missed it right. 11:19 to go. Taken down on the rebound is Newsom. Newsom at the last second with a no-look kick out to Schritter on the way. Whistle. Foul is called against Tristan Newsom. Penguins by 9 with 11:15 to go. Here's Xavier. Brings it up. Xavier, no look over to TJ. And they call it off before the bucket went down, even though Shields knocked it down. It was a beautiful play. And the foul is called against Xavier. So as soon as he let the ball go, he must have run into one of the Redhawks. It's a sweet play, though, by Xavier. Muldrow with a no look. Found Shields just perfectly in stride. The Penguins have been passing the ball tonight just beautifully. Here's a jumper by Sparks. No, he faked me out. I thought Sparks was going to go at it. We're inside of 11 minutes now, fans. Penguins by 9. Over to the right side is Andre Sheard. Sheard goes up with it, can't get it to fall. Here's Xavier. A nice pass to Lewis, left side. Lewis up and under. Oh, Lewis spins one off the glass. And Lewis was in the air forever on that play. Boy, Lewis committed to that play beautifully as Matt Ferreira has come in place of Lewis. Lewis with some great work there. And now Ferreira with some full court pressure. 10.5 minutes to go exactly, fans, and the Penguins are up 52-41. Ferreira has stepped up the level of the defense in a pretty big way. Dwight Bond drives in baseline on the right side, and oh, the foul's called against Schiltz. I thought it was called against DeMarco. DeMarco was the guy who was tied up in the thing. But, in fact, it was Schiltz that was guilty. 10:15 to go, 52-41. That is the fifth team foul committed by the Penguins. 17 fouls committed by the Redhawks in the second half. This free throw is missed by Dwight Bond. Bond is 6'2" junior out of Spokane. That's what the Penguins needed. And this one's no good. And this one falls out of bounds. And they give the ball to the Penguins. Chasing for it was Andrew Schritter. But Schritter at the last second held the hands up right before he smashed into media row. Schritter was going to take out the entire row of scorekeepers and announcers and so forth. Luckily, not me. I'm up here in this opulent broadcasting area, high atop the area of play. But at the last second, he held the hands up, and then the ball went out of bounds. And Schritter, of course, a player for the Redhawks. Then they gave the ball to the Penguins, so I don't think that's what Schritter had intended. Either way, we're back underway now with 24 on the shot clock, 9:52 to go overhead. And the Penguins are working it way outside the wheel. Between the circles, Xavier goes left side, and Ari flings it indoors to intended for This was intended for Chris DeMarco, but in fact it went off the foot of one of, I guess, out of one of the Penguins. Comfortable. Not even close. Penguins need to maintain control of this game. The Red Hawks were very hot in the first half, especially those three-pointers, 7 for 12. 21 of their 31 points in the first half of the Red Hawks came as a result of the long ball. They've not been able to maintain that sort of momentum. And the Penguins down low. DeMarco was in a good position there. He slams into Nathan King, who was a recipient of a hard pass from up top. But DeMarco picks up his second, and King will go to the line. King, a 6'1" sophomore, as Adam Chavis gets ready to re-enter the game. Free throw by Nathan King is good. 9:29 to go as Adam Chavis has re-entered the game in place of Schultz. Schultz getting some good minutes tonight. Second free throw is good by Nathan King. Penguins by 9 now. Penguins on top. 9.5 to go. And Xavier's got the ball on the left side. Adam Chavis out on the left wing now. He gets it back over to Xavier. Back to Adam. Softly. Adam gets his own rebound after Matt Ferreira had found Adam down low. Adam with a soft turnaround jumper. So that's three or four, I'm going to say, from Adam Chavis tonight that he has missed from very close range. Chavis, the CalPAC Player of the Year last year. You wouldn't expect him to miss those, but he has missed three or four tonight from very close range. But then he picks up the opportunity for the free throw, and he's done very well with the free throws tonight. In fact, in the first half, let's just see how Chavis did. He was we didn't get a chance in the first half, but he just made 1 for 2, and he made 2 earlier. So I'm going to say that's a total of 3 for 4. That's 75% any way you look at it. And so Adam Chavis will take 75% for Chavis, and if he can maintain that number, we'd love it. 53-43, DU's on top after Chavis makes 1 of 2. 9:08 to go as Ryan Trammell has re-entered the game. Chris DeMarco to the bench for now. On the attempt to box out, the Penguins then ended up fouling Justin Sparks after Chavis missed the second freebie. So Sparks to the line, and he makes the first one to draw the Red Hawks within 9, and now it's 8. 9:08 to go, and the clock rolls. And the Penguins by 8 points, and that's not a very comfortable number with 9 minutes to go exactly. So Ari's got it on the right wing now, and Ari gets it back to Xavier. Xavier outside. Now they get it to Ryan. Back outside Adam. Left side Adam drives baseline. Adam turns around. Spins. Throws it to Xavier. Oh, Xavier walked with it. No, he didn't walk with it. I'm not sure who they call the foul. Josh Seidner, the 5'11 junior out of Orland. That's up there by Chico. And that puts Xavier to the line. Xavier was drifting in the paint. He found the seam, and then Seidner just threw the arms on him and moved him in midair, and this one is missed. So while he had an opportunity for two, you must make the first one. Either way, Dwight Bond with the rebound. Penguins back on defense now after the missed free throw. And they're only up by eight. We're at 8.5 now, fans. Second half action. And now Ryan Tramiel, I think, is going to be called. No, foul is called against Adam Chavis.
Dominican foul, 21, Adam Chavis, his first, the team's eighth. Justin Sparks at the line.
So Justin Sparks will go back to the line. Sparks in the first half was 2-for-5 indoors and 1-for-1 from three-point land. He had no free throw attempts, and this one he misses. And Adam Chavis comes down with it. And that's not, well, Adam Chavis saved it from going out of bounds. But it ended up in the hands of one of the Redhawks. And a big, long two-ball goes off by Nathan King. He missed it 2 feet to the left. Somehow Dwight Bond comes down with it, hits the bottom of the backboard, gets his own rebound, and then pounds it in. 8 minutes exactly, 53-47. Penguins slopping things up all of a sudden. Ari's got it. Now the Penguins got to tighten up their game. Here's Ari, top of the key, drives in the paint. Ari softly gets the two ball. Ivan Tosh with the deuce. Good time to do it, 55-47. 7:39 to go. 7.5 to go now, fans. After Ivan Tosh cans the deuce. Seems like you can always go to Ari when you need to tighten up the, tighten right the ship. DeMarco getting ready to re-enter the game. Long two ball by Dwight Bond is very short. Penguins down with it. Xavier is going to bring it up slowly to Matt. Matt throws it away right in the hands of Dwight Bond. I mean, that was ugly. And Dwight Bond was trying to find a guy down low as they transition back down there. 3-on-2. DeMarco's back in there, and Ferreira gets yanked after the terrible pass. That's not like Ferreira. He threw it into traffic, and, which was bad enough, but then Bond was waiting and lying in wait for it. 55-47. Penguins still on top. 7 minutes to go, fans. Second half. Penguins looking to make this a sweep over the Redhawks tonight after the women won. Three ball by Adam Chavis, no. Ryan Tramiel comes down with it. Big, long rebound. I mean, that thing bounced way outside the arc. Xavier's got it. Now DeMarco down low. Ari, softly. Ari, turn around. Missed it a mile to the right. 6.5 minutes to go, fans. Penguins by eight. Here's a jumper right side by Andre Sheard. And that one was just inside the line. The line's at 19.9, so I'm going to say he was close to 18.5 feet. He was just inside the line. Foul's called against Sam Campbell. That's his first. But for the Penguins, it's a bit of good news because that puts the DUs in the double bonus. So Xavier will go to the line. Muldrow wears 34, and this one's good. Last time out there, Muldrow missed the first one, which hurt the Penguins. He wears 34. That's Adam Chavis' old number. Chavis switched to 21 this year. He's doing pretty well with that number. Xavier back to the line after making the first one. It's on the way, and it is good. So now the Penguins are going to bring Adrian Valderrama back in and Xavier back to the bench. Muldrow will take a break. 6:16 to go. The Penguins on top, 57-49. Sam Campbell with the ball. Gets it indoors to Dwight Bond. Bond slams into Adam Chavis, who was playing the defense down low. Foul is called on Bond. That's Bond's fourth. And Bond has been instrumental in this game for the Redhawks tonight. So now Bond is going to have to play it very carefully as Schritter is going to re-enter the game in place of Nathan King. But Bond's got four. And Bond at 6'2", he's a junior. And Bond's been a big part of this one. And so Bond's going to have to really be careful so he doesn't get knocked out. One of the in the ladies' game, one of the Red Hawks got bumped out of that game. One of the starters. Down low, Penguins, Adam, Ryan, and Trammell. Super down low play. Man, that was sweet. It's Trammell right under the hoop, spun 180 delicately, and got it to fall 5.5. Penguins by 10, 5.5 to go. Sam Campbell's got it at the top of the key. He goes left wing to Sheard. Sheard has made a lot tonight. Kick out the last second to Andrew Schritter, who dumps home the three. Schritter, beautiful play, limp wristed. 5:12 to go. Well, the ball is on the way. It was just nothing but right wrist bent, knowing that he made it the whole way. It was in the air. Coming up on 5 minutes, fans. 5:59:52. Here's Ari. Ari over to the right side. Gets it to DeMarco. Now the Penguins way outside. They've backed it way up. 9 on the shot clock. And they give it away. Penguins give it away. And I'm not sure what happened. All I know is the ball was in Ryan Trammell's hands. And usually that's a good thing. But in this case, that was not a good thing. Mark Lewis has come in place of Adam. Tavani's 3-0 in conference so far. Penguins looking to hold on.
Oklahoma 14, Florida 24.
Tavani's 3-0 in conference and looking to go 4-0. 4:49 to go, fans. 59-52. Penguins have committed 18 fouls while the Red Hawks are the double bonus. Now it's thrown away by Dwight Bond, and the Penguins end up with it. Stolen away by Ryan Trammell over to DeMarco. DeMarco flings it over to Adrian on the way. Valderrama to Ari on the right side. Ari goes back to Ryan. 4.5 to go, fans. Penguins by 7. Mark Lewis is in there with Ari, with DeMarco, with Adrian, with Ryan. Here's Lewis. Lewis drifts around. Oh, Lewis walked with it. Lewis didn't get rid of the ball quickly enough. He pulled it into the chest at the top of the key and then slid the foot. 4:15 to go. He's getting barked at big time by the coach. 59-52. Clock rolls, 4:10 to go, fans. Second half action from the Conlin Center. Penguins on defense. Here's Campbell. Campbell takes it the distance. He tried to dish it off to Justin Sparks at the last second. He couldn't make it, Sparks. DeMarco with a rebound. Ryan's got it. Now Ari right side. Ari with the fake. Ari with the head fake. Ari couldn't get it to go. Ari went up with it and picks up a whistle. Schritter picks up his third. And as mentioned before, 10 team fouls. And once it gets a 10, they quit counting. DeMarco goes to the line and misses the first one. Not good news about Alistair Flack. He's still on the bench, hurt in the first half with the ice on the right ankle. And DeMarco misses this one by 8 miles. 59-52. It may have been more than 8 miles. Now it's tipped out by a speeding Ari Ivintosh. 3:43 to go. Penguins by 7. On the short end, on the sideline, though, the Red Hawks are bringing it in with 3:38 to go. Left side now, the jumper, Newsom on the way, 3 ball, no. Adrian Valderrama smoothly pulls it down. Timeout has been called by the Penguins. Go 59-52. DeMarco's got it over to Ari on the left side. Ivintosh works it across the timeline. Ivintosh backs off to DeMarco. Right side, Adam. Adam heaves it back to the timeline to Adrian. Back to Adam in the right corner. He's out on the wing now. Wipes the eye. Slows things down, Adam. Coming up on 3 minutes, 8 on the shot clock. Adrian drives in left side. Here's DeMarco with 5 on the shot clock. DeMarco missed it from 2 feet away. Oh, DeMarco hates that. That resets the shot clock as both ends, both teams retire to the other end of the court. Off to our left, attacking the southern hoop of the Redhawks. 59-52. We're at 2 minutes and 45 seconds to go in this one, fans. Tristan Newsom does a 360 spinner. He gets it over to Dwight Bond and then a whistle before Bond could get the shot off. Ryan Trammell picks up his second personal, but that's the team's ninth. Penguins would like to keep it out of the double bonus. Don't want to give the Redhawks any added advantage at this point. 2:35 to go. But Newsom, the 6'2" junior out of Oakland, will go to the line. And he misses this one very short. I mean, it was so short. It was a very high, extremely high arc on that freebie. But it just grazed the front of the rim, just barely kissed the front of the rim. 2:20 to go, fans, as DeMarco gets tied up with Adam Chavis. Chavis now right side. Chavis lets one go with perfect timing. Just superb delay. And then Chavis banks one in. Well, the coach wanted to talk to the referee. Coach really wanted to talk to the referee. The other one. Penguins will be on defense now, is bringing it in from the sideline, or the Red Hawks. Justin Sparks has got the ball, a two-minute warning, fans. Sparks has got it, 61-52. A nine-point lead, and now an off-ball penalty. Penguin ball, they call it again, Sparks. Sparks has really got the sour puss. He doesn't like that call at all. Sparks got the mohawk cut. Inbounds Adam. DeMarco finds Adam, and the Penguins are going to milk it a little bit. Adrian gets it to the top. Adrian's got it now back by the timeline. The Penguins are not going to let the Red Hawks touch the ball if they can help it. Want to give them any help at all. They don't want to give them any clock. 1 minute and 30 seconds to go. Ari's got it right here in front of the broadcasting area. Ooh, a technical foul is called as Ari gets absolutely hammered by Tristan Newsom. Technical foul is called against Tristan Newsom, the 6'2" junior. Ari will go to the line on the technical. Ari got right in front of the broadcasting area, and all the players leave the floor now as Newsom gets rung up with a T. Ari will go to the line all alone in the spotlight. One of the hard things about the technical is there's nobody around, and Ari misses this one. I think it's just added pressure on the player who just got rattled by the tee. 61-52. So the two freebies are missed, and the Penguins will get the ball back on the possession. So they get the point and possession attempt. As Ivan Tosh misses both, but the Penguins will get the ball on the inbound. So 1:27 in the clock rolls. And they're asking for a shot clock reset. 1:25 to go. 32 seconds on the shot clock. Check at 31. And now we're back underway, and the clock rolls. Overhead and the shot clock. DeMarco, right side. DeMarco off the glass. DeMarco cans a two ball. A good job there by DeMarco. The Penguins needed that. Just to ensure any late game shenanigans by the Red Hawks, and reaching around under Ari was Tristan Newsom again. And Newsom's playing very aggressively down the stretch, which, and that is the end of Newsom, as that is his fifth foul, which knocks him out of the game. So I respect very much the aggressive play. However, when you are a difference-making player, you cannot foul out of the game if there is any chance at all. 1:09 to go, and Ari back to the line after missing the two on the tee. On the way, Ivan Tosh. Now this one is perfect. 64-52 with 1:09 to go when the clock resumes rolling, which should be any moment now as Ari is back on the line. On the way, Ivan Tosh. This one is missed, so Ari has missed three of the last four. 360 spin move by Andre Sheard is no good. DeMarco comes down with it, and with 57 seconds to go, DeMarco is fouled, and he will go back to the line.
Simpson foul, 35, Dwight Bond, that's his fifth in this qualifying foul.
And now Bond is fouled out of the game. So in the past 1 minute of play, Sheard and Bond have both, check it, Newsom and Bond have left the building. Both players starters, which makes it very difficult for the Red Hawks to really mount any kind of a charge, although there's only 1 minute to go, and one might say 12 points in 1 minute is insurmountable. However, you don't want to take any chances off the table if they're, I mean, if you're still playing hard. Sam Campbell has re-entered the game in place of Bond, and Chris DeMarco converts the first. 65-52, 13 points. On the way, DeMarco, and this one rattles home. Whistles, and Schiltz will re-enter in place of DeMarco, and that could be the end of DeMarco tonight. Alistair Flack's shoes are off, even, and he's still on the training table with the ice bag taped to the right ankle, so that's not good. 47 seconds to go, and this one goes off the right side. The shot up by Andre Sheard, and that one's no good, and a push is called against one of the Penguins. Brett Poncia has just entered the game for the Penguins. The 6'1" sophomore is out of Reading, which coincidentally is the home of Simpson University. Poncia comes in the first couple of seconds of play, picks up a foul, 45 seconds. And that sends Justin Sparks to the line, where Sparks makes the first. And Sparks makes the second. And now the Penguins bring the ball in with 41 seconds to go. And Poncia's got it. And they find Schiltz under the hoop. And Schiltz travels with it as soon as he touches it. 36 seconds to go. The Penguins by 12. Schiltz was all alone under the hoop. Poncia found him down there. Schiltz all alone under the hoop. And for some reason, Schiltz just couldn't just dribble the ball. He wanted to go in for a shot, which was okay. And big long three ball now goes off by Andrew Schritter. Big three ball counts. And the Penguins in the backcourt now with 20 seconds to go, 66-57. Anyway, the point of that is that Schiltz couldn't decide whether to just milk the clock, hang out of the ball, or to shoot it. And what happened was it caused him to travel. And that could be deadly if this game had been tighter. Now the foul is called against Josh Seidner. And that's the fourth for Seidner. It's going to be a long ride home for these guys, especially the two that have fouled out, and if Seidner ends up getting fouled out. But there's only 11.7 seconds to go. And Ari back to the line. See if Ari can get his momentum going on these free throws. This one is good. So after missing three of four, including the two on the technical, Ivintosh is back in good form. Put him back to the line now, Ivintosh. On the way, and that one is good. 11.7 seconds, 68-57. And the Penguins aren't going to foul, and there's 8 seconds. And now across the middle, there's 5 seconds. And a big long three ball, and there's 3 seconds. And the Penguins have it, Ari, 1 second. And that ought to do it, fans. Great night of team basketball. Great wins, Penguin style. Radio.